Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, could a four-day week, a four-day working week with no loss of pay become a reality in Ireland? Well, I'm joined by Sinead Brady, career and accredited psychologist, who can tell us how to convince our boss that we should be working one day less a week for the same wages. Sinead, good morning.
Good morning. I'm really well, thanks, Jen, and you?
It's great to have you back on the show. Always really interesting to talk to you. Now, Sinead, we've been hearing about a four-day week, I mean, for years now. But,
yeah.
I mean, is this going to be tested in Ireland? To see, you know, where are we, with this?
So, yeah, there's a new four-day week Ireland campaign that has just been announced, and it has the backing of the government in Ireland, and Leo Varadkar spoke about it. And basically, it's a pilot scheme for employers to look at how effective a four-day week might be from within their organisation, the support and training and so on from the government. Essentially what it means is that you will work for 4 days as opposed to 5 days. So 20% less working days in your week for the same amount of output and for the same amount of pay. So it's a new as a pilot scheme, it's a welcome option within a suite, I suppose, of different types of flexibility, Jen.
But without losing any pay, I mean, it sounds a bit too good to be true, to be honest.
Yeah, it does. But I'll tell you, this is actually something that can work in the right organisation with the right people and at the right time. So 4 day week, I mean, Jen, you know, I've done it myself. Women returning from maternity leave have worked 4 day weeks for a very, very long time now. And they tend to actually work for 20% less pay, and their output tends to be what they might do across 5 days. So this is actually very welcome in terms of looking at how it can be managed from an organisational perspective so that it is actually 4 days. And previous organisations that have done it doesn't mean that everybody would be out of the office on a Friday, for example. What it might mean is that staff choose different days to take as their day off, and then they maintain their work across the other 4 days. Some organisations will have a condensed work week, which means that you will do your 5 days within 4 days. So while you're not actually logged on the fifth day, you still have done your hours within 4 days. So there's loads of different ways that this could potentially work. And that's why it's a pilot, and that's why there's a bit of research going to be put behind it. But women returning from maternity leave, mothers, have done this for years and years and years, and it does work. It does help.
With the loss of pay, that there's a difference.
They do, yeah. And that's really, really important, with the loss of pay. And that's where this can have a really big impact. And, you know, the government, I think, you know, if they did kind of speak to mothers about how this works and what the drawbacks are, and people that have experienced it, that have other caring responsibilities, there's a massive piece to be learned from people that have already done it, and then how it can be improved going forward. But the loss of pay, without the loss of pay, is huge because it has an impact then. I mean, you can do all your life admin stuff, you know, for want of a better word, on the day that you have off. But that day off, if you have caring responsibilities, it just makes other parts of your life more manageable.
And balanced. Can you talk to me about the experience of companies that have changed to a four-day week and how they have got on, productivity-wise?
Absolutely. So we have, not alone in industry, but actually academic research that backs up, there is an increase, would you believe, in bottom line. So any KPIs that organisations measure against this, there's an increase in productivity, there's an increase in output, there's a decrease in absenteeism, there's a decrease in presenteeism. So 4 day weeks as a measure from amongst a suite of different types of flexibility works for organisations and from an organisational perspective. So this is something that is good for businesses and it's good for employees. And typically when something is good for the people that work in an organisation, that normally is good for the organisation. So when people are happy working and you've got happy people, then you tend to have a happy workplace, and that positively impacts all bottom lines, like, for example, productivity, output, engagement, and just actually a happier work environment, which also becomes a safer work environment.
Sing
so
it, sister.
So there's really positive to it. Yeah, absolutely.
I love this. So we know there are huge benefits across the board, not just for the person taking the four-day week, but the organisation. So let's talk about these organisations. I mean, the government is on board. Research is suggesting that it's good. It's a good move to make. How do we get what organisations are doing this, and how do we get the organisation that we are in to get on board with this?
Well, I suppose the fact that the government has put this out as an initiative, it's very broadly, it's been spoken about a lot in the media. It offers a good opportunity for organisations to actually start this conversation with their people. Because if you look, I suppose, Jen, we've seen you on Instagram and whatever, working from home over the last while, and we all have worked from home. And there was an awful lot of trust built up between people working and their organisations. Flexibility worked. Albeit that we were doing it in kind of a state of emergency, while maybe we were homeschooling kids or we were caring for other people or maybe not. It was just really difficult circumstances at home. The reality is that flexibility works for everybody.
And
particularly if, you know, all other things are relatively normal, let's say. So we're not in a pandemic or a plague. Flexibility works for everybody. So I think organisations, and remember, leaders in organisations are people. They are the humans
that
have the same experience.
Sorry, hang on a second. This is news to me. They're real people with like friends and families and shit.
I know. Just like, you know, when you were younger and you thought teachers didn't have a life.
Yeah, that's how, yeah. I get it.
So these, you know, so if I would say to leaders, bosses, owners, managers in organisations, why not take this as an opportunity and take it for what it is and actually have a really adult conversation with the people that work for you? You know, what type of flexibility worked for you during COVID when you were working from home? So, and what would your perfect look like now? We may not be able to give everybody their perfect, but let's try and start and trial a four-day week and see how it works for you, see how it works for us. And these are the, like, there will be some operational, you know, things that need to happen. So we need to have the business open between these hours. How can we do this? And so there are practical things, but this is just about having a conversation across the table between employers and employees and really, really been adult about it and taking the learnings of what happened in the pandemic and bringing them to fruition in the world. And the four-day week may not work for everybody in the organisation, but there is a type of flexibility that will.
So the time is now. The time is now. If you do manage,
100%.
If you do manage to change to a four-day week, what day would you take off? I mean, most of us would think a Friday or a Monday, but you say that would be a mistake.
I do. And there's some very practical reasons. So first off, if you think about the bank holidays that we have, if you take Monday, you're actually losing your bank holidays, if that makes sense. So if you take a Friday and you're in the workplace, that tends to be a day of, you know, quite social engagement, high visibility, projects are coming to an end, people are going for lunch, you know. So it's nice to be in the office or present on those days. So Tuesday, if you take Tuesday, for example, it means that if you take a bank holiday weekend, you've got the Tuesday off, which gives you four straight days off. If you take Wednesday, and if we look back to St. Patrick's Day that just happened this year, I think everybody without fail loved the Wednesday off in the middle of the week. You worked 2 days. You had kind of your Friday on your Tuesday evening, Wednesday off, back to work for 2 days, and then it was the weekend. So it gives you this nice space in the middle of the week. And we know also from information from shops and so on, that retail tends to be the quietest on a Wednesday. So if you need to go do your shopping or, you know, you've different kind of, again, life admin things, Wednesday's a really good day to do it. And you can have 5 days. If you take Wednesday, you can actually have 5 days holidays if you have a bank holiday by taking one day, which is your Tuesday. So
Genius. There's
lots of... It's just thinking a little bit about, you know, what rule do I think is in place? And is that actually a rule or is it just something that I think should happen? And is there a way around it?
So how can listeners convince their employer to let them work 4 days? OK, let's say it would really make a difference to their life. They're going to do it. They're going to go to their boss. How would you suggest they go about that using, I suppose, buzzwords that are going to make it more attractive for the employer? What would you say they should put in that email or that group WhatsApp or that chat?
Well, first off, I would put the article or some of the references to the pilot programme that Leo Varadkar has been talking about.
Okay.
And say, look, the Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Leo Varadkar, is putting this, what do you think? This might work because, and there's also, you know, I think they're going to have about €150,000 worth of support available. So the organisation won't be left on their own to do it. The organisation would be supported to make this transition. And then there's going to be research. So it's not like, you know, let's do this forever and we're never going to look back to see if it's working or see who it works for or how it's working. There is, you can apply to the department to get, and I think the proposals are coming in around now the 15th of July, so there's a little bit of time to look at it. And they will actually support you to do the research within your organisation to see how it is working. So I would suggest that that might be a good place to start. But equally, if you're a leader or a manager, why not start the conversation yourself? And put it out there.
Yeah, you're a person too. You might enjoy the four-day week yourself if you're a boss of an organisation. Really interesting stuff. I'm glad we're having this conversation. And I think, you know, we've learned in a pandemic that we can work from home under extreme stress, i.e.
Absolutely.
Children. I mean, surely we can do it in a four-day week. And we did this before. And didn't we chat before about, you know, productivity in a day as well? And people can only really focus on a certain amount of time. It's definitely not 8 hours. It was four or something, wasn't
4
it?
4 hours. That's right, Jen. And we have to think as well that the eight-hour day is actually a product of the Industrial Revolution and of Sam Smith. And it's when people were kind of all machines, and we weren't doing work in the way we're doing it now, and with all of the different protections that people have, and I think we really need to reevaluate humans' work versus how machines work, and humans need to be treated differently. And Sam Smith may have been off his time in the 19th century, but he certainly doesn't make any sense in the 21st century. And organisations that move with and understand the research that's coming through that's showing us be done but certain ways that we need to just adjust our thinking. And it benefits everybody, as you said. But 4 hours is your optimal work day for productivity and output and really focused work. And I think this is an opportunity to have a really big conversation about how Ireland could actually be a global lead in flexibility and in a workforce that is flexible and content and happy and productive.
Oh, it'd be nice to be good at something because we're useless at football. So if we could do this right, you know, that'd be lovely. Really interesting. Sinead Brady, thank you so much for joining us today. An absolute legend. But I want to ask you guys out there, would you work a four-day week? Are you listening to this conversation with Sinead and thinking, that is the dream, my God, that would change my life? And it's if so, what day would you rather have off? 51552 if you'd like to text me, or you can chat to one of our lovely team by calling us on 1850 715 922. Back after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.